Work is expected to begin next month on a $3 million project to repair a dam in Springfield, Massachusetts that's been classified as high hazard. The repairs to the Watershops Pond Dam are needed to protect the homes and businesses in the city's south end from the potential of a catastrophic flood, explained Mayor Dominic Sarno when the project was announced back in February 2020.
This might not seem like a sexy project, but it's a very, very important project. God forbid that dam was ever to go at that point in time.
The concrete and masonry dam was built in the 19th century to supply hydropower to the Springfield Armory. The city has owned the dam since 1969. A contract for the repair work was awarded this month to Gardner Engineering of Chicopee. Other companies have fabricated new gates and a new hydraulic power unit for the dam, said Peter Garvey, the city's director of capital asset construction.
Reinforcing the dam and putting a new gate on the top of the dam. The gate is beyond its functional life, we're doing some repairs to the dam to bring it up to current codes.
He said the bulk of the work should be completed by the end of this year, with some finishing work to follow in the spring of 2022. Once the dam is repaired, it will be a key part of Springfield's climate-resilient infrastructure.
It gives us the ability to lower the level of the pond down when we know a storm is coming, so we can release waters into the waterways in a more appropriate way.
To prepare for repairs to the dam, the water level of Watershops Pond, also known as Lake Massasoit, was lowered by about 12 feet last fall. The drawdown revealed tons of junk, trash, and debris all along the roughly 7 miles of shoreline. Garvey said a contractor will be hired to clean up the watershed area before the lake is restored to its normal depth next spring.
There'll be an opportunity to restock the pond with fish and other aquatic life. We're working with Fish and Wildlife on that strategy.
The city's Parks Department is looking into the possibility of adding boat launches. City Councilor Tim Allen said the project affords the city an opportunity to develop an unparalleled resource.
I'm psyched about this. I think it's, gives us, it touches so many neighborhoods in Springfield. It could be a massive win for there's just other cities just don't have a natural resource like this in the middle of the city.
The project's being paid for with money from a natural disaster resiliency program administered by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. In 2018, the city completed a $2.4 million rehabilitation of an earthen dam in Van Horn Park in order to protect parts of the city's north end from floods during major storms. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.